Saturday morning to everybody. Welcome to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show, along with Chris Radlitz, Director for Family Services at the CCA. What in the world is everybody laughing at? I'm Gary Byron. What? Let me in on your... Boy, we're starting off on laughter.
We're in year four of doing this show, and you're saying the exact same words every single show that we start, and you flubbed up who I was.
Chris Radlitz from the...
You got director of family services. It was because we were all laughing at you. Is that why you
director of family services for the CCA?
Yeah, yeah. But you started laughing.
We
started laughing because I thought you were flubbing it. But you were flubbing it only because you were looking and seeing us laughing at you.
Yeah, because I don't know why. I'm like, what? Is there something hanging from my lip?
Are you paranoid?
Something in my hair?
Are you paranoid? Are you afraid that there's something wrong?
No, I'm not paranoid.
Then why are you worried about
I'm wondering why everybody's looking at me laughing.
We can't be happy?
That wasn't that kind of laugh. Look at him trying to squirm his way out of this.
I'm sorry. Do I look like I'm squirming, Jimmy J? I don't think I'm squirming. I feel very good.
You're trying to bring... How was your week?
Good. Busy. Yeah, really good.
Always, of course.
I live my life busy because it keeps me out of trouble.
Well,
I'm serious.
I have no time
to get in trouble. I am too darn busy, and that's great.
That's a true statement. Now that the weather is pretty much turned, I mean, are you
busier? What?
Are you busy? Are you busier now that the weather's kind of made a turn for the better? It's better if you like, you know.
So our family service advisors tend to be busier as the weather gets nicer because people are more willing to come out and you know, tour the parks and, you know, possibly make some decisions about pre-planning and trying to get things set up for the future. So, yeah, it's a little busier. Yeah. But in terms of burials and things,
people die year round.
People die all the time. Yeah. You know, we're all going there somewhere, sometime. It's kind of depressing to me, considering my business. But yeah,
let's turn this ship.
I've never really liked the way that plan God put together. You know, be here for a while and then you're gone. Like this, boom. Sorry, he's gone.
Well, the shell is gone. The spirit.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the theological side. I mean, you know, you're Gary. I like Gary. I see Gary. You know, every couple of weeks. You know, every week. Yeah, it's a great guy. And then one day he's not here. I'm like, well, where'd he go? Well, he's dead. What do you mean he's dead? What does that mean? He's gone. Well, why?
Visually.
Because he is. And it's like, oh, okay, fine.
Well, I hope that's not anytime soon for any of us.
Well, judging on our ages, I'm pretty sure it's going to be me who you'll be saying, oh, where'd he go? Before it's you.
Listen, he'll probably outlive us all.
No, I don't think so.
People don't like
to talk. I told you, I've lived a hard life, pal.
People don't like to talk about death. It's like one of those topics where people get a little, you know, squirmish or...
Gee, why do you think that is? He says sarcastically.
The fear of the unknown.
Of course.
Do you know it's the second biggest fear that people have?
What's the first?
Public speaking.
Get out.
Seriously, public speaking.
More than the fear of the unknown?
Well, it's their faith that I believe that prevents it from ever going to number one. They know that, or they think they're going to heaven and they'll be with their creator and maybe even see some of the relatives that have passed before them. It's still fearful.
Oh, I got a couple of uncles I probably am not going to see. But then again, maybe I'll be closely united with them for a long, long time.
In purgatory?
No. Oh. Okay, anyway. Let's move on from that one.
No, but that's it's true. And you know what number three happens to be?
No.
The dentist.
Well, that to me would be number one. So listen to this. Okay. I know we... This has nothing to do with cemeteries or theology, but I will say that when I was a kid, a little kid, my parents used to take me to the dentist, and that dentist didn't know what the word Novocaine was.
He had no idea what that was.
Yes, I'm dead serious.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, it was so bad that I used to get taken home from the dentist and spanked because I was biting his hands, okay?
Yeah.
He would hurt me so much. And I had such a fear. It wasn't until I got to West Point and went into the Army that I finally lost my fear of dentists because it's the first time somebody gave me Novocaine.
How did you not have Novocaine?
I had teeth pulled. No Novocaine. Okay? It was
Why?
Inhuman. It was inhuman. I don't know.
Did they ask you?
What did I know? I was a kid.
Did they ask your parents?
I don't know. I don't know how all that worked.
They didn't say, would you like Novocaine or not?
No, they just
assumed that you did not want it.
I think the guy was just cheap and didn't want to buy it.
I don't think it is. I don't think it's expensive.
Well, back then, you're talking about 50 years ago, pal.
They had Novocaine 50 years ago.
Well, they had something, and he didn't use it. So that's why I truly would start to shake when I had to go to the dentist's office.
And no wonder why.
When I got into the Army, when I got to West Point and I had to go to a dental appointment, it was the first time I was like, oh my gosh, is this what it's supposed to be like?
I can't imagine.
I was in the young adult.
Yeah.
It was terrible. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. So number three on my book was number one. I have no fear of public speaking.
No, neither do I.
Because I'm, you know, I just think I have very worthwhile things to say and everybody should hear them.
Whether you want to or not.
Whether you like it or not. That is correct. And then what was the other one? Oh, the fear of the unknown?
Well,
the
dying. Yeah. The fear of dying is number two.
Fear of dying.
Yeah.
I don't have a fear of dying. I don't think I do.
Did you when you were younger, though?
I'd like to say I did, but honestly, I don't think I thought enough about I was younger.
Yeah, that's probably
right. I think when I was younger, I did my best to try and cheat death.
Oh, well.
Because I did a lot of things that most people in their right mind would not do. Yeah, we're going to just briefly buy that one, but true.
You want to share any of those?
Like what? Jumping out of airplanes, crashing helicopters, you know, racing motocross.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, death wish over here, huh?
Hey, loved it.
You raced motocross?
Yeah, Penton 125.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And you jumped out of a plane because you were in the service?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many times. Crashed a few helicopters because I was in the service.
You crashed helicopters?
I did.
And lived to tell about it?
I did.
Wow. That I did not know about you.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot you don't know about me. And dude, I'm not about to go into detail on the air. I'll tell you that right now.
Some things you don't want me to know about you.
No, things I don't want anybody in my family to know either. No. I'm kidding.
Oh, I'll bet they know.
They do. Mostly. Some of them.
Dignity of life. So you want to go over them now or do you want to wait till the end or...
Yeah, let's do it now.
Let's do it now. Then we can get into
it. I think that you know what? There's only two that I can remember right off the top of my head. On May 11th, 6 o'clock at St. Louis Church in West Haven. And on May 18th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, St. Leo the Great in Waterbury. But look on our website, please, at ccacemlikemary.org, because we've got tons of them scheduled. And hopefully people will be able to take advantage of it. It's a great way to learn a lot.
Yeah. Okay. What do you say this morning? I don't know. Do you want to talk about the Catholic funeral plan? We haven't talked about it in a while because we had Lent and we had Holy Week.
We had all kinds of stuff. Yeah, sure.
The Catholic funeral plan. All right. I mean, look, I know that we've spoken about this for, oh my goodness, well over a year, probably close to a year and a half. It's the most recent service offered by the Catholic Cemeteries Association to the families of the Archdiocese. It's really the Catholic funeral plan that's available, though, to the entire state of Connecticut, regardless of your religion. Tell us, Chris, a little bit about the Catholic funeral plan. Let's start with the basics. What is it exactly?
So the Catholic funeral plan is a faith-based pre-need plan that allows Catholic families to plan their funeral arrangements in advance. And what's unique about it is the plan ensures that when you die, the funeral arrangements you've selected will be delivered at no additional cost to your family and in accordance with the liturgical traditions of the church that you have asked to be part of your service. I mean, in a nutshell, that's what it is. It's came to fruition because of the need of that was recognized of Catholic families that were not having funerals according to Catholic traditions. They were foregoing the masses. And it's all because, you know, someone dies and family members, like you said earlier, we don't talk about this stuff.
Right.
So people don't tell them, look, you know, I've been going to mass every day of my life for the last 50 years. I want a funeral mass. Well, if you don't say that, nobody knows. So they just kind of go with, you know, the most expedient things because it's painful. Mm-hmm. They don't want to spend a lot of time worrying or thinking about it. You know, they want to get it over with. They'll mourn, but they don't want to be heavily involved.
Right.
So, you know, it got shoved to the side. And some of the beautiful readings that are associated with the Mass, which are very important not only for the soul of the deceased, but for the more importantly for the souls of the living to be present to hear about God's great mercy and his desire for us to be with him in heaven and, you know, all these things. So, yeah, there's a lot of things I think that were part of the reason that it came into being. And it's very, I think it's just a great program.
How? All right. How is it funded, though? Like, who? How does it get paid for?
Well, you know, when you set up a plan, of any kind of plan to do pre-planning, and one of your main goals is to ensure that your family does not have additional expenses, you need to have some kind of a funding vehicle that will ensure that the family doesn't have out-of-pocket costs that were unexpected at the time of your passing. This particular program uses an insurance policy that is the funding vehicle. And the beauty of that is that once you sign up for the plan, even if you're in the middle of paying for it, if anything happens to you, you're still going to get your entire funeral paid for just the way you had planned it. And there's no additional cost to the family. And, you know, that's it. So that's the beauty of using an insurance policy as the funding vehicle for this.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious. You mentioned an insurance policy, but does it conflict with other insurance policies?
No, not at all. And here's why. Because you know what? You have a family. I have a family. When we started having children in particular, you know, you start to think about, well, if anything happens to me, how is my wife going to pay for the kids' college? How are we going to be able to pay for childcare? Because if I'm gone, is she going to have to go to work? Or if she's working, is she going to have to now continue to work because, you know, she's got to earn enough money to live? Well, who's going to take care of the kids if they're young? That, in today's world, that's a big expense.
Oh, yeah.
So we get life insurance. And that life insurance is designed for what we consider the tasks of daily living, okay? Which is, you got to pay for your food every day. You got to have money to pay for the mortgage. You got to have money to pay for schooling. That's where all this insurance money comes in. You don't want to take the money that is earmarked for the living and worry about spending it now to bury someone. So this insurance policy is in no conflict with any existing policies, and its purpose is that there are funds available to be used specifically to take care of the passing of an individual.
What about Medicare?
So Medicare, it's interesting you mentioned that, because if you think about what it means to go on, it's actually Medicaid that is Title 19 within the state of Connecticut.
Yeah. Yep.
So that means that if you have no ability to pay for it, the state will pay for your long-term care in a facility, an approved facility. Okay. Well, in order to do that, the state goes after every asset that you have. And rightfully so. It's a huge amount of money. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think in the state of Connecticut, the average cost is $15,000 a month, or between $11,000 to $15,000 a month for long-term care. So you think about those numbers on an annual basis. And if the state's picking up the tab, they want to make sure they get all your assets so that they can help defer some of the costs that they'll incur. Well, part of that, the thing the state can go after is any whole life policies that you have. And if there's cash value in those policies, they can take the cash out of the policy. This is a modified whole life policy, which grows every year. So there's an inflationary factor in there. But the beauty of it is there's no cash value in the policy. The way it grows is as more death benefit at the time of your passing. So it is completely free from Medicare callbacks.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, you know, the impact of inflation on funeral expenses.
And that's another thing. Because it's an insurance policy, the way it's invested as a modified whole life policy, it basically grows and keeps up with the pace of inflation, which is really great because, again, this way your loved ones don't have to dig into their pockets to come up with more money to pay for the things you have already set up. And the size of the policy is based exactly on how you have decided you want your funeral to be executed. Not a good term to use. Sorry.
I get what you mean. I'm just curious. There's other ways, though, that people can benefit from this, right?
Well, I think that the Catholic funeral plan the way it was set up is that it's there to be a faith-based alternative to your funeral pre-planning, okay? Mm-hmm. It is not technically funeral pre-planning, but it is planning for the cost right. of what a funeral would be. But it provides a number of other benefits. You have the assurance that your arrangements will contain all of the essential liturgical elements of a Catholic funeral, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, the rites of Christian burial, you know, right up front. That's very important to people. You'll have the peace of mind knowing your family will be spared the burden of making decisions about your funeral and burial. And there'll be no doubts or family disagreements as to your wishes. You and I have talked many times in the past about what happens when, you know, because of the conversations that are difficult to have, somebody wakes up dead. And now, guess what? They have to take care of this. The family has to figure out what they wanted. There's arguments that go on all the time. Oh, no. Dad told me that he wanted to be cremated. No. Oh, yeah. Dad told me he never wanted to be cremated. He wanted to go to the mausoleum. No. Dad wanted to be buried in the ground right there by under that big tree right next to the mausoleum. He didn't want to go in it. He wanted to be next to it. Mm-hmm. Well, that, you know, you have all this going on. That's the first thing. But the other side of that is look at the burden that that creates on the family. Look at how the disagreements lead to other emotions.
They can go on years. They haven't talked to each other. They haven't spoken to each other since their father's funeral.
Right.
Yeah.
So this kind of and to me, that's the biggest benefit because it eliminates that burden that's placed on your loved ones that you care for so much during life. Now it's showing another way that you can care for them even after you've passed. You also know that the Catholic funeral plan will provide for the cost of the funeral in advance, regardless of the inflationary price increases. If this is what you've got listed, that's what you're going to get. So it's an amazing program. You'll also know that the Catholic funeral plan, which is supported by the Catholic Family Services Association, will be there when your family needs it, regardless of changes that may occur in the funeral industry. You know, one of the things that we always talk about when we generally talk about the Catholic funeral plan is the dramatic changes that are taking place in our funeral industry across the board. It used to be nice family-owned funeral homes and the family knew and there was legacies. Well, now these family funeral homes are being purchased by national concerns that are beginning to dominate the industry. Not only are they driving up prices, but they're changing how funerals are delivered. So someone that's a Catholic would go to a guy who's been a Catholic funeral home forever or knows at least and understands Catholic traditions. That's what they would expect they would be getting. Well, now these are corporate entities. They come in out of nowhere and they just say, there's the bottom line. Here's how we do it. Blah, 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 blah. And if families aren't strong enough or don't know enough to talk about the importance of certain traditions of the person who's passed that meant so much to them, it falls by the wayside. So it was one of the big reasons that the plan was instituted in the first place, okay? And it's been developed to really safeguard those churches' sacred burial traditions against these forces of change and to help guarantee Catholic families the right to be buried in accordance with these traditions at an affordable cost. Mm. So, and then lastly, you know, you have the comfort of knowing that the church's sacred funeral rites and traditions will continue to be observed in future generations because not only is it being taken care of for you, but it's an example to the ones you left behind of what a traditional Catholic funeral should be. And there's a certain beauty. I know that it's a funeral. I know that it's not a pleasant experience. But there is an innate beauty to the church's teachings and how a Catholic funeral takes place. Because there's more to it than just saying goodbye to the person that has passed. It's also about the glory of God and edifying your individual faith and hope in the future of your own resurrection.
Amen to that. Folks, you are listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show. You can contact them toll-free at 800-505-0050. You can find them on the web at CCACEM, as in Mary.org, along with Chris Radlitz. I'm Gary Byron. All right, so we are often asked about non-Catholics participating in burial of one of your cemeteries. How about for this plan, though? Can non-Catholics actually participate in this plan?
So the non-Catholics for the Catholic funeral plan?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So while the plan was designed for Catholics,
right,
it can be used by anyone who wants to pre-plan arrangements a certain way. Catholic Family Services Association promises to ensure that arrangements are carried out in accordance with the wishes of the deceased, regardless of his or her religious beliefs. Okay? So if you're going to be a Christian being buried there and you want something done a certain way, fine. If you're going to, you know, if you are Hebrew, Jewish, mm-hmm. and you're going to be buried in a Jewish cemetery, but you want your funeral to be a certain way, accordance with the traditions of the Jewish faith,
right.
they can ensure that also. Because you're telling us what you want, and then we ensure that it happens.
Okay. I just want to make sure that, because I know you remember one time you said there was a woman who wasn't...
Wasn't Christian.
But she lived right next to the cemetery.
She was
like,
oh, my
goodness, what a beautiful cemetery this is.
This is where I want to be.
But it's a Catholic cemetery, and I'm not Catholic, and right. I want to be buried there.
Right.
And she got some special permission, but she was allowed to be,
yes.
right? I love that's a that's I you shared that story a few times.
But that doesn't happen very often.
Right.
But you know, this is one of these cases where it just, you know, made sense.
So we've talked about pre-planning. Oh my goodness, since we started doing the show. We talked about pre-planning for, I don't know, a couple of years. What are other pre-need plans?
Well, most other pre-need plans are simply agreements between the funeral director and the customer. Okay. The unique advantage of the Catholic funeral plan is the presence of the Catholic Family Services Association to oversee the entire process. So from the time you make your funeral arrangements until they're delivered, it ensures that the arrangements will conform to your wishes and contain all the essential elements of a Catholic funeral. Now, in the state of Connecticut, one of the things you need to understand is that most of the funeral plans that are made are put in trusts, okay? And these are, you know, very reputable, large firms that funeral directors use for trusts, okay? What people don't understand is that every year you get a tax bill, okay? Because you've purchased into this program, it's growing because they also have inflationary protection for your funeral plans that you've made. But you're going to get a tax bill at the end of the year because it's not an insurance product. You can't tax the insurance products because
right.
that's just the way the laws are. So that's another aspect of it that, you know, comes into play.
You know, considering the time of life that somebody would be contemplating this.
For retirement?
For retirement,
yeah.
Oh, but often, you know, we've heard of snowbirds. We heard about people living in New England. Let's just take a look at Connecticut, for example, right here, our state.
Sure.
People move down south.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they wonder, you know, can they take the plan with them even though they're not living in Connecticut anymore? How does that work?
That's actually a really good question. The plan is 100% transferable. So right. should you choose not to have your funeral in Connecticut, the policy can be transferred to any funeral home in your new community. The Catholic Family Services Association will assist you in locating a funeral director if you need mm-hmm. to help deliver the funeral just as you have designed it. So if you look at others that are under certain trusts, there's usually a fee that's involved with making that kind of a change. With this, no problem. You simply send us an email and it gets taken care of.
That easy?
That's easy. That's how easy it is.
So, I mean, look, I've asked you a lot of questions. You've given some great info. What am I missing, though? Is there something that... Is there something I'm missing on this? I mean, how do you get more information and what if someone has something specific that pertains to them? What's the best way for them to?
Well, I think that as when we've talked in the past about pre-planning in general and when we talk about burial needs, for the Catholic funeral plan, the most important thing is to just call or visit one of our cemetery locations, okay. of which there's 30. Speak with a family service advisor. They'll take you through the process and help your family get the security and peace of mind that comes from being well prepared. And it's not, again, this is not a sales pitch. We don't do that. We are there to educate families, to make sure that they understand what their rights are as Catholic Christians, and help facilitate the need of getting pre-planning done. And it's just a great benefit to the family. So I always try and point people to getting an appointment with a family service advisor. Again, very, very low key. Nobody's trying to sell you anything or push anything. It is to educate you, show you your options, let you make good choices that you'll be happy with.
Yeah, no, I don't know how anybody does it. What's the average age of a person who signs up for something like this?
For the Catholic funeral plan?
Yeah.
It changes by year, interestingly enough. The average age last year was 63 and a half, I think. But the year before that, it was almost 72.
Is that? Oh, wow, what a change.
So it was a big difference. But you know why? I think part of it is because it was a new plan. It was newly introduced. So as people now more and more start to find out about it, it tends to filter down to the different generations. Because usually what? It's going to be the elderly generation that are going to glom onto this quickly because they're always looking for taking care of themselves in the future.
And they don't want to burden their families.
Exactly.
I hear this all the time.
Exactly. So it's not surprising that that age has started to drop a little bit. My guess is it'll stick somewhere around that age.
And if you pass away prior to, prematurely. And,
yeah. Yeah.
It's all taken care of.
Right.
Because it's backed by the insurance.
Exactly. It's a great plan.
Yeah. And
there's nothing out there that ensures not only that you're getting the plan paid for, but that you're getting the important Catholic traditions ensured that you want it as part of your, your funeral.
I like something you said earlier, and I got to wrap things up, but boy, you nailed it, and we've talked about it in the past. It clears up any conflict or, where, dad, mom, dad, whomever, dad always said he wanted, this hymn or wanted a,
right.
Or wanted this. To be married, to be buried in the ground or in a mausoleum. It answers every question so that sadly when the day does occur, it's all answered. Not only is it all answered, it's all executed with the quick phone call, right?
Yeah. I think the secret is how do we make people not feel so sad about all this?
I think you've accomplished it.
I don't know.
No, I think you did. All because you had the foresight to come up with this.
Hope so.
All right. Folks, if you'd like information on the Catholic funeral plan or any other issues that we talk about here on the show, simply head online to www.ccacem.org. Check out their website. If you've got a question that you'd like to have answered, maybe even on these very airwaves, hey, who knows, as soon as even next weekend, simply email us at ccawdrc@gmail.com, or you can contact the Catholic Cemeteries Association on their toll-free number. Schedule a meeting, a consultation. It's 800-505-0050. Again, it's toll-free, 800-505-0050. For Chris Radulis, Director of Family Services for the CCA, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.